Thanks for sticking with us during the break. You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network. Guys, you know what time it is. Honorary Captains of the Week, they join me once a show, and this one I'm super excited about. Probably the most anticipated of the year. You can call it saving the best for last because we left all the Dakotas. And first up is Gray Zabel, offensive tackle for the Bison. You hear the name, it rings bells just based off of the body of work that he's put together in his time in Fargo. And alongside him, honorary captain of the week number two, Logan Dosh, managing director of Northwestern Mutual Fargo. Logan, I'll start with you. I appreciate you giving the show some time this week.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
And Gray, to you as well. I know you're super, super, super busy. You're actually on this call right now from the facility. So thank you for giving the show some time this week as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
I typically call this my favorite segment of the week. Guys, it's just so much fun to get a chance to learn who these FCS athletes are underneath the helmet and behind the face mask. I think the subdivision isn't covered as much as it should be compared to the FBS. And this is a good platform, a good opportunity for not only Bison fans, but FCS Nation in general to get a chance to learn who Gray is and what he stands for, what he believes in, kind of what he's gone through to get to this point in his life, and has a bright, bright future ahead of him, which we'll touch on that. But our challenge, guys, you know what we do. We have these athletes compete against each other to raise as much money and awareness as they possibly can. Last year was 11 athletes. This year, 12 athletes, 12 universities. As we stand right now, in the first week of December, we've raised over $53,000. That is the athletes doing what they do best and getting the word out and using their name, image, and likeness to point people in the right direction and make sure that they're giving to causes like what Alex Lemonade Stand and the Foundation stands for. And that's pediatric cancer, and that's families and children who can't do anything about it. In the first year, Aiden Bauman raised a little over $9,000-$10,000, and he won the Lemon Trophy. Gray currently sits at $2,000, and our goal a lot higher than that. And we're not done yet. Round one of the FCS playoffs has come and go, and we are into round two. Logan, I'd like to start with this question. Why Gray? Why did you guys go after Gray? Why do you guys feel like he's a good representative of what you do?
Yeah, so anytime we're looking for the candidate to get involved, you know, number one, we're looking for somebody that has, you know, all the characteristics that we really want to embody here as a company, Northwestern Mutual, a lot of integrity, a lot of character, doing the right things. And I think he's shown over his time, not only to be successful, which I think is equally as important, but also to be able to represent not only us, but what the organization stands for with his body of work, alongside his talent, somebody that is easy to, as many have hitched their wagon to, and really represent not only Northwestern Mutual, but our Fargo community for this cause.
Yeah, and Gray, when you were approached by Logan and the rest of the crew, take us through your initial thoughts, kind of what you thought about it when you went home and did some research and why you felt like this was a no-brainer.
Yeah, when I got approached by Logan and Dinger from Northwestern Mutual, I immediately thought this was something I want to get behind. Anything I could do to help out with kind of the fight for childhood cancer. And I know last year there was about 13 guys that had an awesome challenge and they raised a ton of money for Alex's Lemonade. And one of my teammates, Eli Mostart, was a part of that. So this year I was super excited that they kind of picked me to do this. And it was an immediate yes for me, no questions asked.
And did you think when you signed your national letter of intent to play for the Bison and when you ended up on campus in Fargo that something like this would come about? Obviously, your sights are set on playing Sunday football, being the best person and developing character, all of those things. But did you think an opportunity like literally having a hand in the fight against childhood cancer and putting a stop and saving somebody's life per se? We don't know how far this money goes and the effect that it could have on a family. Did you think something like this was possible or no? Was it just school and football?
To be honest, no, but I'm very grateful that it did happen. Just the opportunity to help somebody out through tough times is kind of what we stand for up here at North Dakota State. Anything we can do to make somebody's life a little bit easier so they can enjoy some time with family and all that. So no, I didn't think so, but unbelievably grateful that we've gotten to this point in my career where I could do something like this to help people.
Logan, my favorite thing to talk about with you guys, and whether it's a managing director, a partner, anybody in the recruiting space for you guys, this is a question that your eyes typically light up and you guys tackle. Why are athletes so key for having them at the forefront of this thing? And why are they so key for Northwestern Mutual? There's stats that get thrown at me every week from you guys that every 1 in 4 whether it's an intern or advisor, played collegiate sports? Kind of why are athletes so important and why does it work so well?
Yeah, I think when you look at what we look for, once again, as an organization, whether it's someone like Gray to help represent us, or whether it's someone in the internship program as a college financial representative, whether it's a full-time advisor, is any organization is going to look for just those common denominators that they feel like will fit well from, a culture perspective. And a lot of the things that college athletes are naturally blessed with and continue to develop are things that we look for all the time. And I think probably a lot of employers look for, but we specifically want to, put an emphasis on those really important characteristics, the hard work, the discipline, accountability, right? At the end of the day, that really we're going to show up, we're going to do what we need to do, we're going to do it the right way, and then be able to do that over and over and over again, which myself, Derek Dinger, amongst many others, were, former college athletes. And so within that, we feel like we can gravitate towards that and make those connections for those individuals to say, hey, here's what you're doing now. And, if we're lucky enough, down the road after Gray has an awesome NFL career, you never know what could come full circle. But at the end of the day, it's a lot easier to relate those things of what our day-to-day looks like, because it's similar in a lot of ways to what they've been going through, or, in Gray's situation, what he's been doing for the last four plus years of showing up every day, doing the hard work, having a process-based system, and being able to ultimately go and attribute to a team that's around them.
Poetry, poetry. Having a chat here, Managing Director of Northwestern Mutual Fargo, Mr. Logan Dosh, and of course, the Honorary Captain of the Week, number one, Gray Zabel, OT for the Bison. Gray, what's this mean to you, this partnership, this whole thing that we're doing? Have you had somebody in your direct family, your circle of friends, been affected by this damn disease?
Yeah, this means the world to kind of give back and try and raise some money for a great cause. I know my grandma had cancer. One of my best buddies growing up, their older brother had cancer in high school. So just anything that I can do to kind of do my part to help out in this fight, I want to do it, and I want to try and do it the best that I can.
And Logan, I ask you the same thing. Kind of what's this mean to you? And as you and Derek Dinger kind of tackle this thing together, why do you feel the need to step in? Why do you feel the need to be involved? What is it that drags you in?
Yeah, I think number one, obviously the personal things. My mother had cancer, my grandmother had cancer. Both unfortunately did not end the way we wanted them to, but that doesn't necessarily stop anybody from hopefully providing what we consider, kind of a bright light during a dark time. And I think majority of people deal with some type of sickness, whether that's a friend, a family member, whatever the case might be. And I think a lot of times, when people want to help, it's always in good intentions, but sometimes the best help can come at the darkest times. And so if we can do anything to give our time, effort, and energy to those individuals, I think it can be valuable. And really from a cultural standpoint, we always believe in our office here of a give to get mentality. And we feel like if we can continue to give to others, that those things will come full circle. Whether it's through meeting people like Greg, getting him involved, whether it's through internship programs or continuing to grow our footprint here in Fargo, hopefully these things can shine a bright light. And really create a cooperation within the community, and hopefully Northwestern Mutual seeing a good light for what we're able to do to give away. And if we're lucky enough to also work with people at some point in the future, hopefully that's just a positive reflection of our organization and what we're ultimately trying to accomplish.
Logan, you're spitting right now. You're spitting right now. Philanthropic leadership, something that I love touching on with you guys as well. You talked about, if there's anything that you can help Gray do. Obviously, he's on the path to the National Football League and is very busy with his schedule and things right now. But if for the few times that you guys rub elbows and meet and go to these events together, what are things from a philanthropic leadership standpoint that you can kind of pass along to Gray? And kind of why is that something that we want to accomplish together in this partnership?
Yeah, I think that a lot goes into that. The first thing is we're going to be his number one fan. We're going to be there to support him if there ever were anything to come up that we could be helpful for him as his journey continues in whatever way that is. I think everybody has a pretty good idea of what that might look like here in the next few months, which is super exciting. And then in addition to that, I think Gray's worked really hard to get to where he is. And I think sometimes in the fame that he's been able to acquire through his hard work, maybe sometimes that's forgotten. And on top of that, I think his character shines a lot brighter than even his ability on the field. And so there probably at some point will be a day when maybe he can't play football. And so if we can be any part of whatever that next step is, following football, that would be an awesome thing for us. But more than anything, it's hopefully getting him into a position in a spotlight that people can also see not only the work that he's put together on his football career, but also the person that he is, and him, his, him willingness, when I called him and asked him, he was super excited to partner with us. And it was during a time during fall camp where he was super busy, but got us a phone call back. And I think once again, just a testament to his character, because he doesn't need to be doing this, but he chose to, and to give back to the community and many people around it.
Yeah, and that internship program, you threw something in there that triggered this for me, was pick up that phone. That's something that I throw at these athletes a lot of the times. And Gray, I want to ask Logan first, but I want to give you the opportunity to speak to younger athletes. But Logan, it's your guys' bread and butter, the internship program. I talked about the numbers and how many were former athletes. And we even had guys on our list last year in our first year round, Brian Williams and Quentin Hicks, two defensive linemen for South Dakota State that were actual interns and a part of that internship program that now work full time where they came from before they attended South Dakota State. Why is it your guys' bread and butter? And why is it important that you guys have athletes in the mix? And just what does it mean to your office?
Yeah, I think number one, especially in the college spotlight, I mean, you come to Fargo and NDSU is the show, right? Whether it's basketball, whether it's football, the college athletes, because of their hard work and what they do for the community, from little kids all the way up to people that are living their life every day in retirement or whatever the case might be, on Saturday afternoons, they're going to the Fargo Dome. They're going to watch Gray and his teammates try to win some football games. When it's a Friday or Saturday evening, they're headed to the Shack to watch the basketball team and see what they can get done, whether it's men's or women's. And so because of the spotlight that they're in, along with their natural talents and abilities, I think it just is a great cooperation of those two things to help them see a potential in their future through our internship program. And really, just to speak to that a little bit further, one thing I always tell our interns that when they come in, whether they're college athletes or whether they're not, is there's no such thing as a bad internship, in the sense of you're going to find something that you really like and potentially find a long-term career, or you're going to find something that maybe isn't for you. And I don't think either of those answers are bad, but it's more of the exposure to the world, to the real world, and what's next. And I think one of the things we always encourage people is if they come into our internship program, and they, they become, positive influences, and they're doing their best here, we're always going to be their stepping stone if it's not the right fit. So we can help get them connected to other people in the community. We can get them connected to other areas that might be a better fit for them in the future. So once again, there's no such thing as a bad internship, in my opinion, unless for some reason the culture or whatever isn't the right fit, which
Sure.
we don't feel like hopefully isn't an issue for people. But it isn't always, the final step. It's just a step, in anyone's journey.
And Gray, what would your advice be to younger athletes who aren't as blessed and maybe don't work as hard as you, or maybe that are just students that, aren't going to be paid to play the game, but who should take an internship, who should pick up the phone, kind of how important it is, and what have you gathered from Logan and Derek Dinger and everybody else from their office that they may be a good look?
Really good question. I think the big thing that I want to preach is just kind of the ability to connect with other people and to kind of be able to find out like what your path is in life, if that's through sports, if that's through helping people, if that's through finding something that you love and you're truly passionate about, and just kind of going down that path to the best of your ability. And then kind of a motto that we live by up here is anything worth doing is worth overdoing. And that's just kind of thing that we kind of preach, especially in everyday life, is if it's something of shoveling somebody's sidewalk or going to weights extra early or getting extra treatment in, if it's worth doing, you might as well do it to your best ability and go kind of that 110% mentality, because this world is crazy and everything comes full circle, I feel like. And I love how Logan said that it comes back and pays back tenfold. If you do it, the work, if you do the work, the final results can be awesome.
Very well said. Again, having a chat here, Logan Dosh, Managing Director, Northwestern Mutual Fargo, and offensive tackle for the North Dakota State Bison, Gray Zabel. Let's talk a little bit of ball here. As are 10-2, dropped 1-2 Colorado and 1-2 South Dakota. Gray, grade the season out, A through F, where things stand right now as we approach round two.
I would have to go with a B plus.
And what would be missing for that to be an A plus?
We've kind of been a little up and down throughout the season. Had kind of had a few hardships. We lost the heartbreaker in Colorado. That if we were able to run the ball in the third quarter, I think that'd be a different ball game. We just kind of stalled out there, but we learned from that. And then we kind of had to have a comeback win down at ETSU. That was a little scary. But throughout the season, we kind of developed and kind of learned more about our team and what kind of drives us and our abilities and kind of the motivating factors for all of us. And then just to end the regular season with a heartbreaker down at USD, and their team is unbelievable, played really physical and stuff. But I think we learned a lot with those two losses and those 10 wins. And I think it's really going to help us here in the playoffs.
Gray, am I crazy? And I said this on our show last week. I'm going to say it again, depending on what you say. Am I crazy to say that North Dakota State gets scarier because they lost to that Coyote squad? Is that proper math?
Yeah, I think some could say that. I think others, and I know our coaches start saying, like, guys, we're a very beatable team if we don't do the right things, if we don't play with the right fundamentals, the right mentality, the right mindset. But at the same time, we all kind of understand now that, hey, if we don't show up ready to play every single down, we are going to get beat. And it doesn't matter how much time's left in the game. As long as there's still a second left in the game, anything can happen. So you never know the final outcome until it says zeros up on that scoreboard. And it's one of those deals where we're going to learn from it and we're going to get better. And I'm excited to get back out there this Saturday.
And what's been that message this week in practice? Obviously, a little more walkthrough. Obviously, you guys, you know, don't want to be banged up heading into an Abilene Christian. But as far as head coach Timmy P, what are some of the things that he's preaching on you guys, and one or two maybe that stuck with you that you can spit to the audience right now?
Yeah, I would say just our mindset of going 1-0 every single day, every single thing you do. Just go 1-0. It doesn't matter if it's by 1 point or by 100 points. Going 1-0 is all that matters in the playoffs, because it is a one game season every single week. And I think just learning that and kind of embracing that, you start kind of having that kind of little pressure on the back of your neck, knowing that you are beatable. And if you lose a game now, you're done with college football. So just kind of having that mentality of doing whatever it takes to go out and get a win and go 1-0 is kind of something that really drives us.
And now, giving the opportunity to kind of excite Bison fans right now, you've cracked the Abilene Christian tape. What are some areas you look to exploit as a team, or just kind of what's popped out to you on tape about this Abilene Christian team?
Yeah, they're a really talented ball club. It is really cool to kind of see their transition from being a powerhouse of an offense to now kind of having that defense start developing a little bit. And their front four are really athletic and play really physical. So that's going to be really cool to go up against. And I think their starting quarterback's going to come back now, and he's a gunslinger. He can throw the rock around the yard. He's pretty impressive. Love watching him play on tape. But it'll be a really, really good game this weekend, and I'm looking forward to it. And they got a lot of really good ball players.
Gray, how big is this month and hopefully January for not your football career, but literally your life? Obviously, it's a blessing to be able to play for the Bison and contend for national champions. But I could go down the laundry list of seniors that you guys have. But for guys like you and Cam, kind of what's this mean? Have you guys had conversations internally, whether it's at the apartment, at dinner, whatever it is, a morning lift, like, let's go out with a bang, like, let's do this thing. Has that conversation been had, or is it literally, let's go 1-0 every week?
It's kind of go 1-0 every single week. We haven't really looked that far. We're just trying to be the best that we can be every single day and trying to develop the guys underneath us. Because your legacy at NDSU isn't what you do here. It's where you leave it, and kind of always leave it better than you found it. So just kind of trying to develop the players that we have on our team, knowing that this is kind of the final days of this football season, and trying to put it in the best positive trajectory possible.
I love it. And I don't want to go any further than where I am about to go with your foreseeable future. But when you think about Alex's Lemonade Stand and Northwestern Mutual and the whole deal for you, and now being on this platform, speaking to tens of thousands of people that are listening right now, do you see this helping you when you sit down in front of NFL GMs, NFL head coaches, being a part of something like this? Has this helped you kind of grow up a little faster, because your life's going to require that right now? Are you going to lean on this and relationships you've made, whether it's Logan or Derek in the recent weeks or months? Are you going to lean on this? Is this going to help you in your future?
Absolutely. Being able to tell somebody that you've been a part of something like this, and especially what this is, because the type of talent that is involved with Alex Lemonade, I think there's 13 guys across FCS right now that are currently in a race to see who can donate as much money. So just being associated with them as well is huge for the future, if that's through football or in life, or just being able to kind of network and be around the Logan and Derek's throughout the time here is pretty, pretty special. But yeah, it's going to be awesome to be able to have this, kind of be able to use it in the future. And be able to generate some positive momentum from
And like Logan said, when you're done playing ball, you have a home. You got somewhere to
it.
be. Logan, after hearing Gray literally just preach the gospel right there, and I talked about it at the very beginning, you're gonna get a chance to learn who Gray is and kind of what he stands for. I think he just did this just that beautifully. But if I were to hand you a microphone and a stage full of Bison fans right now, and you were tasked with getting them to donate money, what were some of the things, or what would be some of the things that you would say, and how would you speak about Gray if I were to hand you the mic?
Yeah, well, the first thing is I got to give Grace props because we're both plucked out of South Dakota, born and raised, to move up here to Fargo, right? So that's got to get him some points from the beginning. In all seriousness, I think once again, it's going back to the cooperation. There's a reason why we chose Gray. We didn't just go down a list of people and say, hey, hopefully this works. Nothing. We're fortunate to have some relationships with the coaches on staff, and once again, I've known who Gray is for a long time, just from him growing up in South Dakota and then moving here. And so we wanted to, number one, pick someone that we feel like we had a lot in common with from a representation standpoint. I think as far as the cooperation goes for Alex's lemonade stand, I think anybody can get behind an organization and a person that is going to do good things. And there's a lot of other causes in the world that we could probably get behind. This just happened to be the ones that Northwestern Mutual really has bought into since 2012, before my time, even with NM. I think anytime you can have an awesome representation of an individual like Gray, and if you can, copy that with a really awesome organization that does a lot of good things, hopefully it's a recipe for success. And it definitely has been. Like you said earlier, we're not done yet. Hopefully we can continue to generate some more impact here before the season ends. I think, those few combinations of good things, good people with a good organization that are trying to do good, it's really hard to miss that.
Yeah, and Gray, Logan passes you the mic in front of a bunch of Bison fans, and you need them to donate. Kind of, what are some of the things that you're telling them?
Yeah, just Northwestern Mutual in general is just an unbelievable company. They got a lot of awesome people in there, and they're the type of people that they're gonna give their shirt off their back for you if you need it. Just speaking from the heart here, that they've kind of been the mentors for the NDSU football team, because I know guys before me have had multiple internships with them, and they've spoke only but great things. And I was super excited. I had the opportunity to get an internship there, but it came about a week too late as I already accepted a different one. But I was kind of kicking myself that I wasn't able to work there, because I wanted to be a part of that awesome team and kind of that we before me mentality that they have there, and the unbelievable staff. And it's a unique crew that they got down there with a lot of different characters, but they're just unbelievable people, and can't say anything bad about them.
I love it, guys. And it's just super easy to donate to the, whether it's the Dinger Network office or any athlete on our list, but for Gray specifically, FCSNationRadio.com on the right-hand side of the screen. Alex's lemonade stand has its own wing of the website. Click on it. Donate, pledge, or if you just want to check the standings right there, and you'll see the list of names, and smack dab in the middle, Gray Zabel, NDSU Dinger Network office. Click that name and you can donate. There's $1. There's $5, $10, or you can participate in the Lemon Top Challenge.
So Lemon Top Challenge is easy. Lemon on your head, take a picture, Alex Lemonade stand, and go Bison, and a donation can be made.
Yeah, so if you don't want to take money out of your wallet, Northwestern Mutual, the foundation, and Alex Lemonade stand, they will do it for you. $10 for every Lemon Top Challenge. Told you guys how to donate. Gray told you guys why. Logan told you guys why. I appreciate you guys' time so much. Logan, I'll start with you. Any parting words for Gray as he takes the field against Abilene Christian here Saturday, 2 p.m. kick.
No, we're excited for him. Obviously, hoping for the result that Gray wants, which is a win and a healthy win. Everybody's saying put together, and I know Fargo's excited as usual to be running in the playoffs again here. So we look forward to watching that and their success of the work that they put in, and obviously specifically for Gray and what he's going to accomplish starting this weekend and continuing moving forward. So
Logan, let me get a score prediction.
that's who. Really under pressure there. Let's see. I'm gonna go 31-14 win at home.
Okay. Keeping it quiet. 31, there's just ground and pound. You guys are running that thing out onto the next round. I love it. 31-14. I'll copy paste that on the show this week, Logan.
Let's
I'll
see
take
it.
that.
I
I'll
can't
take
wait.
that. Gray, super busy schedule. You're literally calling us from inside the facility right now. Good luck this Saturday. And seriously, thank you so much for giving the show some time this week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on to talk about an unbelievable cause that we're doing. And I'm super excited to kind of see the future of FCS radio and all that. So you guys got a fan out of me, and looking forward to your guys' future.